Not too long ago, there was another presidential campaign that pitted an unapologetic liberal from Massachusetts against a Texan named Bush. Governor Michael Dukakis was ahead of Vice President George Bush by 16 points in the polls following the political conventions. He lost 40 of 50 states eventually, and George Bush became president. We're going to talk to professionals in both parties about any parallels they see or don't in that campaign and the one shaping up in 2004. Next week, we'll speak about the Republican side of the race. This week, Democratic media consultant Dan Payne joins us. He worked for Michael Dukakis in the 1988 primary season and on several campaigns for John Kerry. He joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And what are some of the similarities and differences you see between these two candidates and the ones in 1988?
Well, let's start with the biggest difference, which is height. Mike Dukakis is 5'8", John Kerry is 6'3". And this is no small matter, because the taller candidate, or the tallest candidate, usually wins the presidency. But there are obviously more significant differences. Mm-hmm. The biggest difference may be that Mike Dukakis mm-hmm. had really never faced a serious Republican candidate in a general election. In Massachusetts, here in the People's Republic of Massachusetts, I should say, the Republican Party is all but extinct. We let them have the governor's office so they don't flee the state and take all their money with them. But Democrats have just about every other office in the state. So
governor of Massachusetts is Mitt Romney. We should explain that.
Yes. And there are the last three governors have been Republicans. But in any event, John Kerry, in his last contested race in 1996, ran against Governor Bill Weld, a Republican, who was very formidable, a very tough customer. And Kerry beat Weld, to the surprise of a lot of people.
Do you have any reason to think that Senator Kerry has kind of gone to school on the Dukakis campaign? He looks at that campaign as a kind of set piece from which he can learn?
Oh, absolutely. The Dukakis campaign was fine, as you pointed out, until they got to the convention. And once the convention happened, the whole thing fell apart. And to be clear about it, I left the campaign at the convention. So when I left, he was 16 points up.
But well, what went wrong after you left?
Well, principally, it was the failure to recognize that if you don't respond to an attack, it'll stick. And Dukakis was attacked almost immediately after the convention. Some of the attacks were so ridiculous that they seemed to many in the Dukakis campaign as though they simply wouldn't hold water. They wouldn't go anywhere. That was his principal failure. He also didn't design a general election campaign that was different than a Democratic campaign. You're speaking to different voters. You need to talk about different issues. And when he made comments prior to the convention, things like, I'm a card-carrying member of ACLU, people in the rest of the country didn't understand what that was, but when they found out, they didn't like it.
What advice would you give to the Kerry campaign? I realize you're a man that gets paid to give it, but if we could...
I'll do it free here.
All right, please.
I think it's to make a vice presidential pick as soon as possible, just to double the number of voices that are out campaigning against the Bush administration. And secondly, to develop your own storyline, even if it's only to say that he's a decorated Vietnam veteran. You can't assume that these primaries, where very small percentages of voters are turning out, that this is acquainting people with who you are.
Since you offered some free advice, let me I'll send you a nickel if you give us a little more.
Okay.
The vice presidential candidate who you believe ought to be chosen as quickly as possible, anyone you would particularly recommend for the job?
If I had my druthers, it would be John Edwards. For several reasons. He's probably the best campaigner around. He has a rock star quality to him. The other advantage he brings, obviously, is that he's been vetted. We know whatever problems have happened in his life, and there don't seem to be any, they're all out on the table. My second choice mm-hmm. is the opposite of the rock star, Bill Nelson, who's the junior senator from Florida. He's an ex-astronaut. I'm told he has the personality of an astronaut, which is to say not very flashy. He's a moderate. However, he's a one-state play, and I think the Democrats really do care about Florida a lot because of its symbolic value after what happened last time. And because if you have a candidate from Florida, it reminds everybody in America that this presidency, in a lot of eyes, was illegitimate.
Democratic media consultant Dan Payne, speaking with us from Boston. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.